Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike. Do you have a question about your health? Dr. Mike can answer your questions. Just email askdrmikesmith@radiomd.com or call now 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
All right, so I have an interesting first question here. When I eat spicy foods, I often get nosebleeds. Should I take this matter seriously, or might this just be an allergic reaction? Now, this may sound weird to some people. Eating spicy food is actually associated with nosebleeds. Yeah. We don't really know what happens, but we do believe that a spicy pepper, for instance, causes a release of what are called catecholamines from the adrenal glands. This is the epinephrine, norepinephrine. So I think most people are familiar with the fact that that spices and stuff, like especially really spicy stuff, spicy peppers, boost metabolism. I did a whole show on that once, you know, in capsaicin, cayenne extracts, right? They boost metabolism. And so they're thermogenic. They raise what is called the sympathetic response in the body. That's your flight or fight, you know, nervous system. And when that happens, the charge of neurotransmitters and hormones that are released often will cause a dilation, a dilatation of these small vessels in the anterior portion of the nose. And they, because it's such a thin skin there, they can actually bleed, and that's the nosebleed. I mean, that I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of just trying to put it together. I don't know if anybody really knows, but I think that's a pretty good theory of how spicy or how spicy foods cause nosebleeds. It's a neuroendocrine response to the thermogenic effect of the spice. That's pretty good. You didn't think I had an answer for that one, did you? It's not an allergic reaction. An allergy, when the body has an allergy to a food, it's reacting to a protein, what we call an antigen. And so I don't believe that that's what's going on here. That would be more hives, itchy skin, that kind of stuff. I do have a friend that eats, when she eats spicy curry dishes, she gets this red-looking weird stuff around her lips and nose. That's more allergy. This nosebleed thing, it's not an allergy. It's not a side effect. It's just the result of a thermogenic response by the spice. Interesting, though, part of this question is, should I take this matter seriously? No. If it only happens when you eat spicy foods, no, it's okay. The concern would be is if the nosebleeds are happening a lot, they don't seem to be associated with anything. If you have other, you know, bleeding issues going on, easy bruising, that kind of stuff, then you might want to get a workup. You might want to look at a complete blood count with a differential, make sure we're not missing some sort of leukemia type stuff. I mean, that does happen. Because platelets drop in those cases, and that's why you're bleeding. But I mean, those are rare. But that's when you get more concerned. But if you really have associated the nosebleeding just with eating spicy food, nah, don't worry about it. Just eat spicy food by yourself, so you don't embarrass yourself. Okay, so that was number one. Number two, next question here: where is the best place to take a blood test to determine what supplements I should be taking? And I think this is a question I have because I talked about the importance of blood testing recently with hormones. I want to say I can't remember the guest, but I had a guest on where we talked about the power of prevention with blood testing. So that's probably, you know, where this is coming from. Well, you got to start with your doctor, right? I mean, you know, your doctor would have to give you a diagnosis code, write you the prescription for the blood test, and then you take it to whatever lab you go to. The problem is when it comes to a lot of the anti-aging blood testing, when it comes to maybe some of the blood testing that's not part of a disease workup or a general workup, they're not covered by insurance. So, and your doctor's not going to order it. Your doctor's going to be like, why do you want that blood test? You don't, I didn't diagnose you with anything like that. I don't think you have that. Why do you want that? And then you might say, well, because, you know, I listen to Dr. Mike and he talks about DHA being important for, you know, it's a hormone important for anti-aging. So I want to know what my level is. And then you get in this big fight and then I get blamed. There are companies out there. Life Extension is one of them. There's other companies out there where you can order blood tests through. You have to pay out of pocket. It's not covered by insurance, but you can get basically you can get any blood test you want if you're willing to pay. Insurances will only pay for certain things that your doctor has listed that your doctor thinks you have. So the insurance is only going to cover blood tests that are related to basic workup and a disease workup or a follow-up from a disease or treatment. But you can get any test you want. You can get an advanced cholesterol test. You can get a hormone profile. You can get a fancy inflammatory profile. You can do a genetic test. You can do anything you want. You're just going to have to pay. Because insurance is not going to cover it because there's no doctor given a reason for it. So you have to pay out of pocket a lot of these cases, but it can be done. And then when you have the results, often these companies like Life Extension have doctors that you can call. They're not going to diagnose anything from it, but they can help you understand the results and make some nutrient suggestions at least. So really just start with your doctor. If you have a doctor that will work with you, just tell them what you want and you'll be fine. If the doctor doesn't want to do that stuff, then you're going to have to go to some of these third-party companies that offer this blood testing and you will have to pay out of pocket. Most of them offer these tests at pretty significant savings, too. Okay. There is a question here. Let me see how I'm doing on time. I guess I'll do this one. It's more about what I take, and I shy away from these questions. I've been listening to your show and podcast over the past year. Thank you for all the wonderful health and wellness information. You're welcome. Tell me, what supplements do you take? You know, I take the core foundational supplements, and I call them the foundational supplements in my book, The Supplement Pyramid. I take a multivitamin. I take extra vitamin D. I take CoQ10. I take omega-3 oils. I take a probiotic. I take DHEA. I take curcumin. I have to remember now. That's pretty much it. I mean, there may be some other ones here and there. There's a product called Berry Complete on the market that's just a collection of different types of dark fruits and vegetables. I don't do that all the time, but I do take that on occasion. I take vitamin K2 separately. I do that one. That's pretty much it. I mean, I stick to the basics. And it seems to work pretty well for me. So that's just my quick little list there. Next question. What do you mean? They wrote why, but they meant to write what. What do you mean by youthful hormone levels? Yeah, I had a conversation again on, matter of fact, I think on several past shows about hormones and replacing hormones. I've talked about testosterone, DHEA, all of the steroid hormones. But before you start taking any hormone, especially if you're going to do it on your own, like over the counter, like DHEA or progesterone, or pregnenolone. You don't need prescriptions for those. It's important to get a blood test. And I talk about, sometimes I say the word youthful or optimal hormone levels. What I mean by that, and I think what most longevity doctors mean by that, is simply, you know, if you took your hormone profile when you were in your 20s, mid-20s, like 25, 26, 27, something like that, the level of those steroid hormones at that time in your life, that's optimal. I mean, when we're in our 20s, mid-20s, you know, maybe into the mid-30s, we are at our, when it comes to hormone levels, when it comes to repair and regeneration of healthy tissue and muscle tissue, if it wasn't for the fact that we overeat and don't exercise in this country, we would be at our optimal health at that stage. So when I talk about youthful hormone levels or optimal hormone levels, I'm simply trying to get people to rebalance their hormones like when they were in their mid-20s to upper 20s. That's all. And so that's what I mean by that terminology. And to understand that, you just have to work with a doctor who knows what those levels are. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.